TaxpayerUnionUSA.com.
Coming up next week on Take 5, we're talking about why women still make less than men. Women in the workplace, many hold the same positions as men now, but are their paychecks keeping up? Plus, Central Oregon High School basketball teams are poised to advance in the state playoffs. Dave Jarvis will have a special report. Also, are you a Tiger parent? We'll talk to some local experts about the stress some parents put on their kids to perform. And we'll have the shocking details of the latest drug fad attracting our Central Oregon kids. All this and more on Take 5 on 1110 KBND.
8:38 on the morning news. Waiting for Drew to start now. 3, 2, 1. Missed it.
This is your town. Your chance to speak out about the things that are happening in your town.
This is your hometown.
He's still tired from the weekend.
And now, your town.
All right. Thanks so much, Drew. Lori Robbs takes the lead.
And good morning. Kyle Frick is here from Mid-Oregon Credit Union, and of course we're talking money. One thing that people have asked me is, you know, what are some of the differences between credit unions and banks? And one question recently is, have any credit unions failed throughout our Great Recession, as they're calling it?
Well, the big difference between credit unions and banks is really that credit unions are member-owned. We have a different financial model than banks. We have a volunteer board of directors as opposed to a paid board of directors with many large banks and things like that. But the idea behind the philosophy is that the membership is really why we're here versus, you know, we're not trying to provide a dividend, a return for the stockholders. The people that we're serving are our members who are, you know, usually locally or in a geographic area, or the other type of credit union is a common thread credit union like the Realtors Association. They have a credit union that they can be members
teachers,
of.
Teachers, state workers, those kinds of credit unions.
Exactly. So we have here in Central Oregon, Mid-Oregon Credit Union, we're a community chartered credit union. And so we serve Deschutes, Jefferson, and Crook County. So that's pretty much our whole world. And to your other question, as far as other credit unions have failed, there have been credit unions that failed, and a lot of them for the same reasons that the banks went under, because they were heavily invested in real estate. Most credit unions haven't done a lot of that, so we've seen a lot fewer percentage-wise credit union failures. But overall, for example, we've seen like last Friday, every Friday is a day that they report.
A dark day.
Yeah, and last Friday was a really positive sign, because for the first time in a while, there were no bank failures last Friday. So another kind of a positive indicator that we're starting to get through all of this.
That is unusual because for many weeks and weeks and weeks in a row, it was every Friday you would go online and see which banks failed and where.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately. So what are some of the biggest challenges that you're facing at Mid-Oregon?
Well, I think some of the biggest challenges are, it's interesting for us, but our biggest challenge has been the growth. A lot of people have been joining the credit union because they wanted to find a safe local institution, I think. And so in the last year or so, our deposits have grown over 17%. Our membership has grown almost 9%. And that has its challenges, obviously, when you're growing that fast. The other side of that equation, obviously, is that there's a lot of people are paying off debt and or not borrowing money. And so that's another piece of the equation, again, that's what generates the income. The low interest environment is for prolonged periods is a challenge, because when interest rates don't change, you know, the competition starts squeezing the margins. And so we start making, you know, it really starts impacting our business model. And then I think maybe one of the biggest ones is legislative. You know, the different rules, the things that the regulatory environment that they're handing down from Washington, D.C. has a lot of impact. It has a lot of cost. And we're having to deal with having to figure those things out. And then how do we have a plan, a business model for the future where we have to have a profitable model to be around for our members in the future? We have to invest in technology. We have to build new buildings. We have to keep up with, you know, security and things to protect people's accounts. So there's a lot of cost that goes into these things, and we're trying, you know, to keep up with those things in a good way.
I know that you told us earlier, we spoke on the phone and we did some news stories, that you have a lot of qualified